Well, hey there. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. Hello, hello, Britt. Thank you so much for being one of my featured guests on this training today. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Friends, I want you to know this girl is a powerhouse, and I know you're going to be inspired by her story. If you see me looking down, friends, I have my iPad in front of me, and I always like to ask questions, and I have some notes written in front of me so we can stay on task. So this girl, Britt, right here, is making $228 an hour and has graduated from cosmetology school in January of 2020. At the time of this recording, that's about 3.5 years ago. So I wanted to interview this powerhouse of a stylist who is a Glamorous Academy alumni because I want her story to inspire all of you. So, and I know it will. So thank you, Britt, for being here today. Okay, Britt, one question I have for you. Why did you decide to go to cosmetology school? I know it was a second career of yours. So what made you decide you wanted to go to cosmetology school?
Right. So honestly, that was actually something I was interested in pretty close to right out of high school. Back then it was not an accredited school, so you paid out of pocket here in my area. I don't know if it was like that everywhere. I wasn't aware of things like you could take a personal loan to pay for it, and I didn't have the money to pay for it. And also to my family at the time, that was just not a real career. So I ventured around and I did community college, and then I got pregnant, and so kids quickly became the center focus, and that took a backseat. It was always something I came back to. I would say several times over the years, it just, the timing wasn't right, mm-hmm. the finances wasn't right. So at the age of 35, I enrolled and all my kids were in school, and I had the time, and that's kind of how I landed there. But
love it. So you were a mom. Well, you're still a mom. At the time when you started this new career, you were already a full-time mom. You had another career, and you decided, you know what? I'm not too old to start over. It's something I've always wanted to do. I'm actually going to go for it now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that clarity and that tenacity that you have. You're like, I'm just going to do it. I would imagine it was kind of hard going to school, learning new skills while raising your family, running a household and whatnot. So that's
COVID.
Oh, during COVID, that's right. Forgot about that.
It was hard, but I also feel that the timing and everything was in alignment because I had life experience. I had responsibilities. So I also didn't get sucked into a lot of the drama and the pettiness that mm-hmm. a lot of the younger girls or guys can be subjected to just because.
Yep.
But I also kind of got to be like the mom of the younger people there too. So
I love it. It's awesome. And so another question I have for you is what were the steps you took to working at and gaining clientele at the barbershop and then a female focus client salon? What did you do from beauty school to work at the first salon, then the second salon, and bring your clients over? Like, what did that process look like? I just want others to see that are brand new in the process of just graduating cosmetology school, maybe being on their own in their own business for 1 year in or 2 years in. Like, what did it look like for you to actually go through that process of starting and building your clientele?
I really started while I was in cosmetology school. I knew from the beginning that I was going to go booth rent. My end goal was always to own my own salon and work for myself. And failure just wasn't an option for me. So I paid a little bit of money for, I can't remember the name of it. Essentially, it was like a planner. And you printed it out, and every day of the month it had this is what you're going to post on your social media. And it was to build clientele. Mm-hmm. So I started using that. I think I paid like $30 for it. I used that while I was still in school. And then I went directly to a barbershop, because fresh out. I thought, oh, I might want to get my crossover license. I don't.
But you tried it. You
I
saw
did,
what
and I
you might
also
like.
wanted to, because in cosmetology school, you only get to practice on what you receive. So if you don't get a lot of men's cuts, you don't really know how to do them, right? You only get to practice on what you get. So I learned a lot. I stood and watched. I took videos of what they were doing so I could go home and watch it later. And I still just, I posted on social media and I printed off business cards. We were in a strip mall, the barber shop was, and I went to every single business and gave them business cards. I have the heart of a hustler. So,
I
like I
love
said, failure just wasn't an option. I was still doing women's hair at the barber shop. And as they got more booth runners and got busier, I kind of figured out, okay, a lot of my clients are older ladies, and this is not the kind of conversation for them. They're coming for me, and they were coming there, but I knew if I wanted to get back to my ideal client, I needed to go somewhere where I could kind of hone in on that. And color is truly what that's my favorite. So, I was at the barber shop for 6 months, and then I went to a salon, and just same thing. She was pretty full booked, so I got a lot of her overflow to help build. And again, just word of mouth and referrals and social media. I post on like the Nextdoor app. I just kind of had to get out of my comfort zone, and I didn't have anything to lose.
Right.
So,
So what the heck?
yeah. So
Great.
that's kind of where
And
I'm at.
so how did that all lead you to the salon that you're at now, which congratulations, you just had your 1 year anniversary of a salon that you owned where you have chair renters working for you. So how did
Yes.
that lead it to this point?
So when I was at the salon, I actually received a referral for a men's cut, and he came to me there for probably 6 months or so. And he knew, like, we had built a relationship and a rapport, and he knew that at some point I was gonna look into finding my own little space. And that summer I had went on vacation. I was in Tennessee, and he called me and said, "Hey, are you still looking?" I said, "Yeah, I just, I'm a timing person. I'm a universe person, and everything will happen when it's meant to happen." And he said, "When you get back, I want to show you something." So it's actually my landlord is one of my clients, and
Love this. Give me the chills down my legs. That's, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
yeah, and he's a great landlord. He's a great client. He's become a friend, really. He's just a good, all around just good person.
Love
So everything just, it all just lines up. You
That's right. But
manifest
you're
it.
putting yourself out there, you're clear about what you want, and you're doing the due diligence to make it happen. So that's
Yes.
the other miss the other parts of the puzzle.
Yes.
And what attracted you to join Glamhurst Academy 2 years ago? You joined, correct? What
Yes.
attracted you to, like, what was like, oh, what do I need this because of this?
I was trying to think of that today, how I found you, because you do like your free, I think it's on like Monday nights, you do like a free
Q&A in a
group.
private group.
Yes. And I'm not sure how I stumbled across that. I cannot remember how I found that. And then in that group, you spoke of the academy, and I thought, because I'm older and I feel like I was kind of late to the game, I really felt the need to be proactive in doing everything I could do almost all at once.
Yeah. Doing
If
all
that
hashtag
makes
all the
sense.
things.
Just
Yes.
because it was, I live in a town of 3,000 people, and there's two other salons already here that have been here for 20 plus years. So, and I knew if I wanted to end up here in my hometown that I really needed to build and invest in myself and my business. And I was already on like a mindset journey. So again, the alignment, it just literally just fell in my lap, and I couldn't pass it up.
I love it. And what were would can you share a few words that you felt like before joining the academy, like what you were thinking, what you were feeling, and then like after going through the academy? I always like to use that before and after. It's easy to show a before and after picture of a hairstyle, but I like to people to share what their feelings were when they went through the academy. They're feeling this way, and then how do they feel after going through the academy?
Right. So before I would probably say, I guess maybe I felt a little bit lonely. Like this industry specifically can be very competitive and very snarky and gatekeepy, I guess. I don't even know. Did I make up that word? You know what I mean? Like they don't want to help you succeed because they had to do it all
Competition.
their own. Correct. And I kind of just felt very lonely and very like discouraged, maybe. Comparison is the thief of joy. And so you see all these other people being super successful, and why isn't that happening to me? And again, it was that mindset change that I had to work on, but that was
Bank.
probably those bigger feelings before the
So
academy.
kind of a lonely, maybe a little, you didn't say lost, but like kind of just on your
Lost,
own,
yeah, let's
wandering, trying to
say
figure it
that.
out. No community of someone you felt was like lifting you up, giving you ideas, giving you strategies, cheering you on. You didn't have any of that. Couldn't find it, didn't have it.
I have the support and the cheerleader in my husband and my family, but like industry specific, no, I didn't have that at all.
Great.
So
And what are some words you remember feeling after you went through the academy, or even a few months after you graduated? Like, what are some things you felt that were different about you?
I felt clear, I guess. Just I had a plan. I felt so educated. You teach all the things that you don't learn in beauty school, you know? It's all those how to find your ideal clientele, how to figure out what that even is. That was a huge one for me. And it's just rinse and repeat from there. So,
So you had clarity, confidence, doable strategies. It sounds like nothing seemed overwhelming. It was like, oh, I want this. This is three steps to get me there.
yes.
I love that.
And the
Awesome.
accountability. I guess I felt accountable. I had someone who had been through what I was doing, and this is what worked for them. And you were kind enough to share all of that knowledge. And not everyone in this industry is that way, so
Yes,
super
awesome.
important.
I love that. Is there any one specific aha that kind of clicked for you during the academy, or maybe after the academy, you're like, oh, I used to think this way and now I think this way, or I used to, any limiting belief that like was very clear after going through it, or even at this point, that's been a couple of years now, that you're like, this one thing I used to always think, and now I don't think that way anymore. I don't feel that way, or I don't look at things that way.
I don't know if it really like, I guess it did. It was learning that I don't have to do all the things. If I don't want to do kids cuts, I don't have to do that. If I don't want to do perms, I don't have to do that. I think you're so scared of, or some people are so scared of not making it that you just grasp anything you can get. And then you get burnt out and you hate what you do because you're doing services that you're not passionate about. That was a big one for me. Really just reminding me that I hold the power
Yeah, I love that. The
of,
ball is in your court.
Yes,
It's your business.
it's your
You're working with
business
the clients
and
that you want.
charge what, charge your worth. That was a big scary thing for me. Like I was afraid to charge too much, and I probably need to raise my prices now again.
And do you know where that actually came from? The not I shouldn't charge enough. Like, because I feel like I know a lot of styles feel that way. We've had 60 people now officially go through Glamorous Academy. I think every single person has said to me before they got in the academy, I'm not charging enough, I'm not making enough, I can barely pay my bills. And like within a few weeks, they're creating more income. And it's not because all of a sudden there are more fancy hairstyles. It's not because all of a sudden something magically changed. It's just their mindset charging their worth. And it's a few weeks. This is 3, 4 weeks people start making more money after they're going through their program. So do you, is there anything that you can think of as to why you felt like you shouldn't charge high ticket? Like, did you learn that from someone? Did someone tell you that? Was that something back from your family said a hairstyle isn't a true, you know, real business?
I mean, I had educators in school when I told them, like, I want to work 3 days a week and I want to make $1,000 a week, and I got laughed at. Like, that is not reality. You're going to have to work nights, you're going to have to work weekends. And I'm like, I have 4 kids, I have 2 dogs, a husband, a house. Like, I bartend part time. Like, I can't, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be married to my job. And I kind of use that to fuel my fire, but then I think it's just really a confidence thing. Like, when you're first out of school, I'm sure we all look back at pictures that we've posted and being like, oh my God, I probably shouldn't have, that's horrid. Like, I probably shouldn't have done that. But I think it just comes in time, and you build your confidence, and just also being educated on how to run a business, essentially. Like, and break it down. Like, I want to make X amount of dollars per hour, and so I need to charge, it takes me an hour for a haircut, so I need to charge this much, and then go from there. But that can be very overwhelming when you're brand new. That's all the stuff that you don't learn in school.
Yes, they don't teach you any of that business part of in beauty school. And that's why it was so hard for me for years. I have my own business 13 years. In the beginning, I was constantly like, where can I learn what I don't know? And I don't even know what I don't know. And so that inspired me to create the academy because I thought, well, I had to learn these things all the hard way, all this extra time, all this extra money, all of these, we'll call them mistakes, but you learn from it if it's a mistake. I'm like, where is a program? So I created the program for me when I first started my own business. And I hear often from people that go through the program, like, oh, that's exactly what I didn't know. So there's a lot of people out there that wanted to learn the same thing. So I'm really glad that the program had a good impact on you. And I'm glad to be working with you inside the monthly membership too. So I'm just super excited about what the future holds for your business, Britt. So,
I'm excited too.
oh,
That's good.
yeah. Thank you so much for your coming on this train to share your story. I know it will inspire others, and I'm super excited for what's to come with you, and I'm glad we get to keep working together.
Yeah, me
Thank
too.
you, Britt. Have
Thanks.
a good night.
You too.
Bye.